You mentioned the SWOG study in locally advanced disease, looking at the so-called 9504 chemotherapy regimen along with gefitinib. What about the chemotherapy backbone to that? Where are we right now with that regimen?
The Hoosier Oncology Group has actually conducted a phase 3 trial looking at etoposide platinum radiation alone or that backbone, if you will, followed by the consolidative docetaxel. I've not seen the final data. The trial apparently has completed accrual. The total accrual was fewer than 250 patients. So my fear all along has been that the trial might trend positive, but it would be underpowered. It'll be very interesting to see the final data. If it's trending in the right direction, but it's not positive, I don't think that proves or disproves the theory. The results of that phase 2 trial, 9504, is really an outlier. The median survival in the stage 3B population was over 2 years. I believe it was 26 months. The 5-year survival rate was just shy of 30%. We've never seen data like that in locally advanced disease. Remember, it was a phase 2. It was fewer than 100 patients. There were no phase 3 data. There's still no phase 3 data proving that consolidation is truly beneficial. Having said that, are we doing it? Probably the vast majority of us are giving some sort of consolidation. It may be docetaxel. It may be the same regimen that we continued during the radiation. It may be some other single agent or combination. It is usually chemo. I will not substitute targeted agent for chemotherapy in the consolidative setting.
What's your usual approach in a non-protocol setting?
Off-protocol, particularly in an older population that makes cisplatin untenable, I'll give them the Hock Choi regimen, weekly paclitaxel and carboplatin with concurrent radiation, uninterrupted continuous RT to about 63 or 66 gray. And then in the consolidative setting, and here I'm a bit schizophrenic, I will sometimes continue the same regimen, although I'll up the doses basically to a systemic dose using either Q3 week or more commonly what I call the Bolani regimen, weekly paclitaxel at 80 to 100 per meter squared, days 1, 8, and 15, carboplatin at AUC 5 or 6, cycled at 4-week intervals, about 3 cycles, or I will use docetaxel as it was used in the 9504. My big concern about docetaxel in that setting is myelosuppression. If I give docetaxel, I tend to pair it with pegfilgrastim. I just find it's much safer.